You know, that feeling of back to school. For some families, it actually uncovers a really serious hidden challenge: untreated eating disorders.
Yeah, it's something we see. There's often this noticeable increase in new diagnoses, even relapses, particularly in younger patients, right within that first month back.
So in this deep dive, we're going to explore that pattern. Why does the school year start seem to correlate so strongly with these concerns? We'll be looking at insights from Kartini Clinic sources.
Exactly. Our mission here is to, well, understand this connection better, help you spot the crucial signs, and also talk about a free confidential tool. It's designed to help families and school counselors get timely help.
And it really is quite stark, isn't it? That immediate impact when school begins. You often see weight loss, significant food refusal.
It seems that way.
It's like the school environment just puts a spotlight on these hidden struggles.
Right, but the deeper truth is that while it looks like it's school-induced, these issues often actually start simmering, mid to late summer.
Oh, interesting. Not just school stress, then.
Not just that. It's often more about the big drop in life structure during the summer break. Plus, you sometimes get this layer of parental wishful thinking.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah, hoping that just getting back to the school routine will magically fix things. And there's this really insidious part with anorexia. Sometimes there's a brief lose weight, get happy kind of effect on mood early on, which can tragically make everyone think things are okay or even improving when they're not.
That lose weight, get happy bit sounds incredibly deceptive.
Yeah.
So, okay, school starts. How do these struggles actually show up day to day? For families, for teachers, school counselors, what should they be looking for?
Well, the symptoms can escalate fast. You might see kids hiding lunches, maybe pulling back socially. At home, arguments about food can really ramp up. And the sources we looked at are really clear on this. It's vital wisdom. In a child with an eating disorder, all weight loss is bad. All food refusal must be taken seriously and treated immediately. Do not wait.
That's direct. No ambiguity there.
None. The message is urgent. Act early, act swiftly, act decisively.
Okay, so given that urgency, how can families, and critically, school counselors who see these kids daily, how can they effectively spot these issues early? You mentioned a tool.
Absolutely. The Kartini Clinic offers this resource. It's called the Kartini Eating Disorder Screening Tool. It's free, it's confidential.
Sorry.
It's basically a questionnaire. You can fill it out for yourself, or a parent can do it for their child. And it really zeroes in on all the key areas.
Like what kind of areas?
It covers a lot. Significant weight changes, obviously, distress about body image, skipping meals, but also those unhealthy behaviors around food or exercise, like exercising even when sick or being preoccupied with calories.
Right.
It also flags physical symptoms, dizziness, maybe hair loss, changes in menstruation for girls, and emotional signs too. Perfectionism, high stress, really rapid mood swings, and importantly, any safety concerns.
So it's quite comprehensive.
It really is. Completing it can empower families and definitely help school counselors identify concerns and, assist in making appropriate referrals. It gives them concrete things to look for.
That sounds incredibly helpful. So let's say a diagnosis happens. How can schools then best support a student who's undergoing treatment? What should parents think about when talking to the school?
Well, our sources mentioned Kartini School, which is part of the clinic's support system. It's a state-registered alternative program, and it works with the child's regular school and counselors.
Collaboration, okay.
Yes. And a key piece of advice is for parents to inform school officials only on a need-to-know basis. Keep the circle tight and really let the child decide what, if anything, their friends know. Privacy is important.
That makes sense. Protect the child's privacy while getting necessary support. What about practical things, strategies for parents and counselors to sort of smooth that path during and after treatment?
Yeah, there are definitely practical steps. Signing communication release forms is a big one that lets the treatment providers talk directly to school staff. Ah.
Requesting conferences with the school counselor is good too, especially to plan for educational support after treatment. Getting exemptions from PE class is often crucial.
Why PE specifically?
PE can be a major trigger, you know, with body image issues or exercise compulsion. So an exemption can remove that stressor. And then thinking longer term, developing a 504 plan might be necessary.
The 504 plan.
Right. It's a formal plan that ensures the school provides necessary accommodations for a student with a chronic health issue, like an eating disorder. It helps integrate their needs right into the school day.
Got it. So, recapping here, there's this really important link between school starting and eating disorder concerns coming to light, but the roots often go back to the unstructured summer.
Exactly. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, thinking about recovery, it's about shifting the focus, not just doing schoolwork, but truly learning in a way that feels manageable and supportive. That's what programs like Kartini School aim for, reducing stress, which is vital for healing.
So knowing that school can unmask these issues that started earlier, and knowing how critical early, decisive action is, that makes you wonder, doesn't it? What proactive steps could families and schools maybe take together before the school year even kicks off? How can they work together to catch those early signs and really build an environment where that phrase sticks? All food refusal must be taken seriously, ensuring kids get immediate, compassionate help.